Good evening. This is the Saturday Night Bible Study. I'm Johnny Coffey, and this is Harmony Baptist Church. This evening, we're going to be in Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. The Bible says, we're talking about the commandments, remember? And the first one was, I know I should have this memorized. But I want to say it exact. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Okay. And the second, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the third and fourth generation, okay, of them that love me and keep my commandments. The first thing I want you to notice about this, the first commandment, the second commandment, is keeping all religious. The second commandment requires that you keep all religious worship and ordinances pure. All religious worship and ordinances pure. Look in Deuteronomy 4. Okay. All right. Deuteronomy 4. 15 through 19. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on this day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude or figure of any figure, or likeness of any figure, the likeness of a male or female, the likeness of a beast, or that is of the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth on the earth, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the earth, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. All right. Sorry that took so long. I got new glasses and I'm adjusting. Keeping all religious worship and ordinances pure. Look in Acts 20. Or Acts 2 and verse 42. All right. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Keeping all religious worship and ordinances pure. We need to, as a church, make sure that we keep, and you as an individual, but especially as a church, we should keep things decent and in order. We should do things according to the Bible the best we can, okay? We do things the way He says to do them, okay? What is forbidden? Number two is what is forbidden in the second commandment, all right? The number two, that what is forbidden is the worship of God by images. Look in Deuteronomy 4. We just went there. Deuteronomy 4:19. Deuteronomy 4:19, which talks about graven images and worshiping things and the stars. You know, we get that astrology is worshiping the stars. Okay, not only is astrology just ridiculous, but it's worshiping the stars. That's a clear violation of Scripture. You're worshiping a false god. Anytime, and we need to clear this up, because anything that you put before God, you're worshiping. Okay? You know, usually when we talk about worshiping idols and things, we think of the Catholic Church. We think of Mormonism, different things like that. We think of, you know, praying to a statue, praying using rosary beads or something like that. But you can worship a false god by worshiping sports, family member, wife, kids. You remember people talk about, I put my kids first. You put your kids before God, God's going to deal with that. You know, God, you put your health before God, God's going to deal with that. You know, living in sin is a clear violation of the scripture. Anytime we live in sin, anytime we purposely choose to sin, we're making that sin an idol. And so, therefore, we're violating scripture by doing that. You're worshiping a false god. When, you know, we're putting anything, you know, anything before God is worshiping a false idol. You know, it can be anything in the world. It can be your new car. It can be your golf clubs. It can be, you just got to make sure that you put God first. You know, if you're choosing to do something that keeps you from serving God, and only you know that. Only you know that. You know, if sports comes before serving God, you can't help out a camp meeting. You can't help out a children's meeting. You can't do this because you have some kind of sports thing that you're doing. You know, you just, you know, God knows that. You know, he knows. You can whitewash it all you want to the way you talk about it. But he knows. But only he knows. You know, I can't sit there and go, you know, he knows whether you put things before God, okay? He knows when you can do your best. You realize that as a Christian, we're supposed to do our best. We're not supposed to serve. We don't serve the pastor. We don't serve the Sunday school teacher. We don't serve the whatever. We serve Jesus Christ. And if we do something wrong, we do that to Jesus Christ. If we don't do our best, you know, it's real easy to come to church and get frustrated. You're trying to do your best. You're trying to serve God. You're trying to, and you see people that don't care, don't want to, you know, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting and they're judging everything that's happening in the church, but they're not doing anything. You know, you got lost people that come in and they just, and then they judge everything that you're doing and you get frustrated. You think, well, I'm just going to come in here. You know, nobody else is doing it. I'm just going to halfway do it. Well, that's the wrong attitude. The attitude is, I'm serving Christ. I'm not serving that person. I'm not even serving the pastor. You know, I'm serving Christ. So if Christ told me to do that, what would I do? If Christ asked me to do something, how would I do it? That's how we honor God. That is how we don't put a false idol before us, okay? We don't bow down to something that's going to keep us away from God, you know? That's not going to honor God. The other is what is forbidden in the second commandment is any other way not appointed in his word. Any other way not appointed. When God said thou shalt, he means thou shalt. In other words, he has an order of service. He has ways he wants to do. And really, as a Christian, as a church, you have to think of those things. You got to pray about those things and do those things that you think are appropriate. I've heard the argument, and a lot of people know that I listen to I like music. I like all kinds of genres and stuff. And I like everything from Elvis Presley to, you know, Petra or whatever. And I try to make sure that the lyrics that I listen to do not violate scripture. I don't mind listening to somebody else's viewpoint, you know, just as long as it's not pornographic. You know, I've watched Jurassic Park about 1,000 times, okay? And Jurassic Park is the most anti-Christian movie I've ever seen in my life. But the thing is I do not believe that all of those styles of music should be played in the house of God. And I think it's different. And I do think it's different because everything is supposed to be decent and in order. And somebody will say, well, then why is it okay in your house? The reason it's okay in my house, the reason it's okay in my car is because I understand it. I understand what they're saying. I understand what they're doing. I understand what they're accomplishing in it. I get it. Okay. It's not noise to me. I can hear what they're saying. I know the point of it. I know exactly what they're trying to accomplish with that. Somebody else wouldn't. If I was in church service, it'd be totally different. And the thing is we got to understand that church is different. Okay? Church is different. It's not, and I'm not talking about you having a three-piece suit and a tie. I think that's an American thing. That's a Western cultural thing. Okay? Nowhere in the Bible will you ever find Jesus wearing a shirt and tie. Okay, he wore sandals. That's what he wore. So going that far is strictly unscriptural. But it still needs to be appropriate. Okay? Things, you know, and we got to pray and think about those things. You know, there are things I think are appropriate for a service that other people don't think are appropriate. There's things that other people do in services that I think are way inappropriate, and I'm not comfortable with it. But we have to make sure that we are trying our best to be as biblical as possible. Okay. And the third is reasons joined to the second commandment. Now, these are the things that are not exactly, they're not said right there in the commandment, but they're joined to it. Okay. And the first one is God's sovereignty over us. Look in Psalm 45 and 6. Psalm 45 and 6. Psalm 45 and 6. And these little bee pages, and I have tremors really bad, so it's hard to do this. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Basically, that verse means God is in control. God is sovereign over everything. And God makes the rules. Okay? People are like, well, why don't you do that? Why do we do this? Why do we, and why should we have to, you know, why is marriage one man, one woman? Why is a man head of the household? Why is, you know, on and on and on. And I'm like, because God said it. At the end of the day, the Bible says, God said this, we do this. God said it. Now, there are reasons for those things you can bring up, and I can go through scripture and show you all the good things that God is making happen by having a man and a woman. That's marriage. Man is head of the household. Submission, all that. I can show you all the positives, all the benefits, all the results. I can show you all that from Scripture. None of that matters. None of it. You know why? Because God said, do it this way. This is how it should be done. Now, we know God is a good God. Everything he says for our benefit. Okay? It's ultimately for his glory. But everything that's for his glory benefits us. Okay? So, his sovereignty. Why do we not put any golden calves in front of us? Why do we not make statues and bow down and pray to them? Okay? Why do we not put our spouse, our kids, our family members before God? Why do we make decisions based on God's word and nobody else's? Because God is sovereign, okay? Number 3B, I'll say, is the zeal he has for his own worship. Look at Exodus 34, okay? And then we'll be done. Exodus 34. And I think this sums all of it up. Okay. Exodus 34, 13. And Exodus 34, 13 and 14. Exodus 34, 13 and 14. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves, God says. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. God is a jealous God. You're like, I thought jealousy was a sin. Well, it's a sin because we're not God. We don't have the right to be jealous. You know why? Because we didn't create the entire universe. We didn't speak it into existence. We don't control it. We don't make sure that every atom works the way it's supposed to. So we don't have the rights. God has a right to be jealous. He's like, I made all this. I did this. I made you who you are. Any good that's in you, I made it. So yes, the zeal he has for his own worship. God designs worship. And he says, I want to be worshiped this way. You know, there's a lot of people, and I think a lot of people, well-meaning people, they design things like Catholics and stuff. They have these little statues. They have these things. They're like, I'm trying to honor God. I got this little statue of Jesus. It lights up. Maybe it's a candle or something. But at the end of the day, none of that sincerity means anything because God said, I want it done my way. And at the end of the day, sin, doesn't matter if it's sleeping around, having a boyfriend, living boyfriend, doesn't matter if it's smoking crack, it doesn't matter if it's stealing money, it doesn't matter if you're looking at pornography, it doesn't matter if you're abusing your wife or your husband, it doesn't matter if you disobey your mom, your parents, you backtalk. None of that matters because ultimately, he's the one that's in control. He is the one that we've dishonored. He's the one that makes the rules. He's the one that we should worry about. Every sin that we commit, doesn't matter who we commit it to, they're sins committed against a loving and powerful God. That we all should take stock in our lives at this moment, this very night. If you're listening to this, please take stock in your life. Get along. Don't look at your wife. Don't look at your kids. Don't look at the pastor. Don't look at me. You get along and alone in a closet and pray and get with the Word of God and make sure that you're doing, that you have that relationship with the Lord that you're supposed to have. Make sure that there's not something that's come between you two. And I have to do it all the time. It's called repentance. I have to do it every day. Every day. I get halfway through the day and I realize I've said something wrong. I realize I thought something wrong. I realize I let something go. You don't know how many times I've sent a text to my ex-wife because God reminded me of something that, you know, I did or I said in 2008 or something, you know, and I'll send her a text. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened. I'm sorry I misspoke there. Whatever. You know, I'm sorry. I just, whatever, you know. And I do the same for my kids. If God shows me something that I've done to my kids or my friends or my mom, you know, I'll call, depending on who the person is. I usually send my kid texts because they don't answer the phone. But I try to make those things right. As Christians, we have, what do I keep harping? I keep harping about our relationship. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. The second is like it, love the neighbor as thyself. And these two commandments hang all along the prophets. Love God. Make sure that your love for God is true, not fake. If you're living in sin, it's fake. You can put how many smiles you want to. It's not going to make you spiritual, and it's not going to make you one with Christ. Get real with God, okay? Number two, love people. If you don't love people, there's something wrong. Because you can't have the love of God. You can't have the Holy Spirit, which is love, in your heart, in you, and not love people. You see them sin, it should break your heart. It shouldn't give you an excuse to just start throwing stones. It should just break your heart. I'm not saying you shouldn't rebuke somebody that's living in sin. I'm just saying do it in love, okay? Tonight, let's get along with God, make sure where we're supposed to be. And if we see somebody in our church or in our family that's not where they should be, try to take the Holy Spirit with you and let him help them. Okay? Good night, everybody.